From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In the Gaza Strip today, exhausted Palestinians surveyed the devastation following more than 3 weeks of attacks by the Israeli military. Those attacks left some 1,300 Palestinians dead and large parts of many neighborhoods destroyed. 13 Israelis were killed in the fighting, including 10 soldiers. A fragile truce appears to be holding for now. Throughout Gaza, anger mixed with sorrow as families took stock of their losses and, in some cases, buried their dead. From Gaza, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Mariam Subba died this morning, 20 days after she was born in a Gaza hospital soon after the start of the Israeli offensive against Hamas. Her parents, Bilal and Camilia, decided that same day to flee their Gaza home in the face of Israeli airstrikes. Mariam's grandfather, Mohammed Subba, spoke about the family's ordeal today as an unmanned Israeli drone buzzed overhead.
Imagine on that Saturday morning, she gave birth, and in the afternoon on the same day, we had to flee our home. The small baby couldn't stand the cold weather and the smoke from the bombs.
The newborn fell sick as her parents tried to weather the war at a UN school that was turned into a refugee shelter. There was limited water and food. It was cold and unbearably stressful. Bilal says he and his wife couldn't get the baby girl to a health clinic for 6 days. It was just too dangerous. This afternoon at a cemetery in the Beit Lahia district, Bilal wrapped his baby daughter in a white cotton shroud, cradled her in a small blanket, and kissed her forehead. The 19-year-old farmer then lowered his daughter's corpse into a makeshift burial chamber of cinder blocks dug into the sand with a piece of scrap metal for a cover. Bilal was silent and morose. Mariam's grandfather, Mohammed, was upset. He couldn't afford a suitable burial.
We can't afford a proper cover for the coffin. We didn't even pay for the cinder blocks, and I was afraid the cemetery guard would charge me for them.
Mariam was Bilal and Camilia's first child. After the burial, they returned to find their home completely destroyed. We have no place to stay. We have nothing, the grandfather said. There were scenes of loss and devastation across Gaza today, the first full day of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. In the Tawam neighborhood of Gaza City, 36-year-old Imad Wahdi loaded scraps of splintered wood and mangled kitchen pots onto a horse-drawn cart. It's all that's left of his house that was leveled in Israeli air and artillery strikes. The neighborhood is decimated. Whole apartment buildings are destroyed.
We found nothing. Nothing is left for us. Nothing. It's like a very strong earthquake happened here. Even a very strong earthquake wouldn't destroy as much as they did.
Just up the debris-choked road, Maha El Sultan stood in front of her ruined home, weeping, angry, and broken. Mrs. Sultan belittled Hamas's claims of victory in the confrontation with Israel, and she lashed out at the Islamist group's top leaders who live in exile in Syria.
Where is the victory Hamas is talking about? Show us the victory. We are the only ones dead and destroyed. Where are the burned Israeli tanks and dead soldiers? All I see is our dead. Where is Khaled Mashal? He's living in a castle in Syria. Let him see our destroyed houses.
As she spoke, two Israeli fighter jets suddenly swooped low overhead. The American-made jets shot off defensive flares and tilted their wings, as if to remind Sultan and others here who still controls the air, sea, and land borders into this battered sliver of coastal land. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Gaza City.